This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As if the press didn't have enough problems after the recent election, there is also the issue of fake news to deal with now. Both Google and Facebook, upon which literally billions of people rely to get their news, have been used by bogus news sites this election cycle. This week, the two companies said they're going to do something about that. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, let's get the basics first, I guess. What are Google and Facebook doing to fight, combat, take your pick, all this fake news online?
Well, what they're doing in a nutshell is they're trying to choke off the money. Google updated or said it is working on a policy change that will prevent its AdSense software, so its ad selling software, from being used on websites that propagate false information. Facebook issued an update and said that it was already implied that its rules prevented websites that propagate fake news from using its ad selling network, but it wanted to clarify that fact.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who, owns Facebook, just say like two, 3 days ago, he thought it was crazy that fake news had any influence and you know, nothing to see here move along?
He did. He did say almost exactly that, yes. And then on the other hand, thought maybe it's a good idea to just clarify our policies so that people aren't making money off of fake news, which we know, at least according to one investigation by BuzzFeed, that some people were, that teenagers in Macedonia were making up to $5,000 by injecting fake stories.
Say that again. Teenagers in Macedonia.
It's like amazing the world we live in right now, isn't it? Teenagers in Macedonia running a viral fake news scheme and making a pretty decent chunk of change. So they're trying to stop that. And that seems reasonable as a way to say, look, we will choke off the funding, but we don't want to get into an argument about whether we did or did not tip the election.
Back me out here for a minute and talk to me about it's a much bigger question. This idea of Facebook as a media company or Facebook, no, we're just a platform. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Google's in the same boat, and we have not faced a conversation like this before in American media. And so I'm willing to cut a medium amount of slack to these executives as they try to figure out how to balance the fact that their mission, ultimately, when they started, neither Google nor Facebook, got into this business to be publishers and to be news sources, but they are, and they do have to figure out. And I think it is a pragmatic start to say, if we can remove a financial incentive, we'll start there, and then we'll see what happens, because it gets really, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, totally. Do you roll Twitter in there, by the way, the platform with which the president-elect of the United States had so much success?
You know, I think that you have to at some point, except that it's smaller. Huh. And that is the only thing that has kept Twitter out of this conversation so far, is that it's smaller and the reach is not as profound. I mean, Facebook has, more than triple, maybe quadruple the number of users, and interferes more. The thing that keeps Twitter out, too, is that, look, Facebook gets in there. Facebook censors your feed. It rearranges your algorithm. It says that some stories shouldn't be published. So they are in a trickier position, I think, even than Twitter, which its hands-off approach has been problematic, but at least it's hands-off.
Yeah. Real quick, is this going to fix anything, or is this just the end of the beginning of this conversation?
It's a start. Yeah. A financial disincentive is a start. However, you open up this Pandora's box. If they have the technology to figure out that the sites are fake and keep the ads off them, why can't they keep the stories off their platforms?
Right. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.